This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Welcome and coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to kick it off right now. We're going to we've got the thing I've been waiting for. The Kavanaugh confirmation hearings have begun, and we're going to discuss them with Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel, who's here solo tonight. I guess where did Stephen go now?
Yes, I am alone tonight. So
where is Stephen gone to? Where is he gone to now?
Stephen and Lucy have gone to Italy, and they left. When did they leave? It was Sunday or Monday morning. Actually, it was Monday morning, Labor Day.
Sure.
And now, I spoke with Stephen just about an hour and a half ago.
Right.
And his big concern is that he cannot get any English speaking news on the TV. And I said, well, you ought to be listening to the Kavanaugh hearings. I can't believe that that is not being translated somewhere. English is, after all, essentially a international language. At any rate, he could get that on his computer, which he did take with him. So hopefully he will be taking a look. And I've been talking to him a little bit about it. I've been watching some of the hearing. Actually, I tape it. It was about, I think it was about 5 or 6 hours or longer yesterday. It's going to be 8 hours today. It's probably continuing as we speak. And I want to put the hearings in a proper context.
Well, before you do that, I just want to ask you one question just for my own edification. Now, does Stephen claim he goes off on these European trips to study the gun laws of the local areas? Is that what he's telling us?
Well, it's primarily a vacation. Let's be honest about that, okay? But that's not to say that he's not very concerned about what is occurring at home. And he likes to compare what is occurring at home with what is occurring abroad.
Sure.
And he does talk to many of the locals, and he does find a perspective. So even if the purpose of his trip is primarily R&R, and he deserves it. He's worked hard all his life, first for the NYPD. Then he had his own security company, and then he taught, I believe, a government, if they're still teaching it in high school, in history, in New York. And so he and his lovely wife, Lucy, travel every chance they get. And being a history teacher to some extent, and being interested in basically how governments operate and societies operate, he clearly his mind is always working, and he is always taking into account what is transpiring in the countries that he goes to. So I don't want to suggest that a trip to Europe is like a Caribbean vacation where he's going to be laying out on a beach and drinking a few Mai Tais. No, it's also a very educational experience. And he said that he's talked to a number of people. In fact, one of the things that he mentioned is very interesting. Of course, the the myth of the European Union was that it was created to provide stability in an economic sense for all the citizens of the various countries that make up the European Union. If the individuals that believe that the so-called elites, the Rothschild clan and their underlings, then they really deluded themselves. But I don't believe that they were really that stupid. They knew that if they that the economies of each country were not commensurate, some economies were stronger than others. And the worst thing you could do is have a common currency if you don't have a common country. And maybe ultimately at some point they would like to just do away with all the nation states. And I'm sure that that's what they do have in mind. But in the interim, what they're doing is destroying the populations of Greece and Portugal and Spain and Italy. In fact, a number of people that Stephen has talked to, and this goes to the educational part of his trip, point out that and they know enough about the economy that they would have been better off if Italy had still been on the lira, their national currency, prior to being taken over by the euro. And it's the same with the Greek drachma. In fact, it's very interesting that, and I will forget, I did read in the New York Times, oh, I think it was about a year or so ago, that this Krugman, Paul Krugman, he's a liberal economist. He is a Nobel Prize winner. He does have specific views regarding how economics works. But he did make the point that Greece would be better off if they could get off the euro and get back on the drachma. Why? Well, they'd be able to devalue the drachma relative to the euro and make the drachma more competitive and therefore make it so goods and services more desirable. There was an attempt, remember, I think it was Serapis was the, and I think he's still the prime minister of Greece, and he was something of a renegade to the establishment in Europe. But he said, we're going to get out of the EU. We're going to reinstitute the drachma. And something happened. He went up for a meeting and he came back and he took a 180 degree about turn. And of course, we see as well that any attempt by Italy to leave the EU would also be attacked very vigorously. And we see what's happening in Britain. I mean, the Prime Minister, Theresa May, she is essentially capitulating to the to Brussels. So we're basically saying, recognize Brexit, but and we'll work out some special arrangements with you. But clearly they intend to just give lip service to the will of the people. So
right.
That's the situation in Europe.
Well, Europe, I lived there for 3 years, and they were not then interested in taking care of themselves. And they're not really, I doubt that they're really interested in it now, as evidenced by how vociferously they responded to Trump getting out there saying, you guys are going to have to pay your own way. But that's all beside the point. We're coming up on the first break. I guess we'll talk about Kavanaugh in the remaining sections of this because it's been quite entertaining with old Brett out there. But ArbalistQuarrel.com. In addition to writing at ArbalistQuarrel.com, where everything shows up, they also are featured writers at Amoland.com. Some of their stuff, now, some of your stuff's getting reprinted by other outlets now, right?
Yeah.
So it's spreading out there. It's getting out there. And every Wednesday they show up here. Roger does anyway. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 on the radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Like a long, long time. And I am joined by Roger Katz from ArbalistQuarrel.com. What do you think about the Kavanaugh hearings?
What do I think? I think it's been something of a circus, but the Republicans have held their cool, especially Senator Grassley. There's been attempts. It's bad enough when you have people in the audience old people, young people, people in wheelchairs, people that clearly would do well to probably exercise less of their mouth and more of their body by going to a health club.
Right.
And getting a good workout, because they are definitely overweight. And as the police were escorting several of them out of the hearing room, it's pretty clear that several of them were losing their balance. And I was concerned that an officer falling under the weight of a 300-pound body would suffer drastic health issues, internal bleeding and broken bones. So at any rate, that was about 60 or 70 of those individuals. And that was yesterday. And then the same thing happened this morning, probably took place throughout the day. That, I suppose, is to some extent understandable. But what is not understandable is when you have actual Democratic Party senators instigating this kind of behavior and taking part in it themselves. Republicans have never done anything like that I can recall. Constantly interrupting Senator Grassley, indicating that they wanted to have a ruling on motions that were clearly inappropriate for that particular hearing. You had problems with Blumenthal, and then you had Cory Booker, you had this Kamala Harris, and they're probably all basically practicing for their run as president of the United States in 2020, which would be an absolute frightening thing to consider, that someone on the order of a Kamala Harris or a Cory Booker, or any of them for that matter, could be president would be scary. But to put the hearing in context, this is the thing that I see that the Democrats are really concerned about. They see a very real possibility that they can take a majority control of the House. Maybe they can, maybe they can't. I'm not going to presume that they can, even if in prior midterm elections, the House that the party that does not have the White House tends to gain a majority of seats, or at least a large number of seats during midterm elections. The very fact that the public voted and did get President Trump in says much about the power of the individual autonomous American who thinks for himself and is not taken in by the mainstream media. But this is what they're concerned about. Suppose that they do take control of the House. To get a majority. And we have Kavanaugh now that would be sitting on the Supreme Court. There was one thing when Gorsuch was confirmed. He basically took over from Scalia. As bad as it was to lose Scalia, at least Gorsuch it was a respectable replacement. That would not have been the case with Merrick Garland. And that is who they wanted to see, obviously. That did not happen. The problem, though, is with Kavanaugh replacing Kennedy. They see Kennedy as primarily one of them, but he's definitely not a conservative on the order of Gorsuch or Thomas or Scalia, but he's definitely not a liberal, as in the case of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Kagan, Sotomayor, and Stephen Breyer, and John Paul Stevens before them. So it's important to keep in mind that it's not such a major change. But in this respect, it is. Now, Kennedy, remember, voted in favor of the majority in Heller. And that was very important. The problem, though, is since then, with the Friedman case, with Becerra, with cases that never went up, like Colby, Peruto did go up. The fact is that the Supreme Court could not secure even four votes to see that a Second Amendment case could be heard. And that would suggest that Kennedy and Roberts, along with the liberal wing, refused to vote to hear those cases. I think with Kavanaugh, they will be able to get that fourth vote, so that if he had been sitting, let's say, months or a couple years earlier, a few years earlier, after Scalia passed away, and if Kennedy had resigned, then we would not be having a discussion today about whether so-called assault weapons are protected by the core of the Second Amendment. It would be clear that they do fall within the core of the Second Amendment. So the things that the Democrats are concerned about are basically twofold. One, they want to remove Trump from office, and they've been pretty clear during the hearing, even though it's pretty irrelevant. I think the White House has been pretty instrumental talking about this as well as a Democrat, that they're concerned that once a Kavanaugh sits on the high court, he will do what is necessary to protect Trump from it would be from the impeachment, because that would be within the power of Congress, but protect him from the kinds of ridiculous maneuvers and machinations that the special counsel Robert Mueller and Rosenstein, the deputy attorney general, would like to engage in, which is patently illegal. But I don't want to get into that. The other thing that the Democrats...
Let me get you to hold right there. The other thing. We're coming up on the break, talking to Roger Katz from Arbalest Quarrel, also featured writer at AmmoLand.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
USA Radio News.
Today on Capitol Hill, Facebook and Twitter executives defended their companies. Senator Mark Warner had a strong message for the social media giants.
The size and reach of your platforms demand that we as policymakers do our job to ensure proper oversight, transparency, and protection for American users and our democratic institutions. The era of the Wild West in social media is coming to an end.
Day two of Judge Brett Kavanaugh's hearings are continuing. Just like yesterday, there was your fair share of distractions. Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana is on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Crazy never takes a vacation up here. It was all prepackaged. It was pre-planned. It was orchestrated. Kind of like a meatloaf lean cuisine, you know. You just pop it in the microwave and here it comes. I mean, it was a circus.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Coming to you live from the AR500 on the radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Roger Katz from ArbalistQuarrel.com. I noticed that when Feinstein was having some questions with him today, that she was asking him pointedly whether he thought assault weapons were protected by the Second Amendment, which, you know, according to Heller, they are. And, you know, he did sort of stay to script on that one. But do you see the obfuscation going on here from the Democrats? And I mean, they're not going to win this, and yet they're doing it anyway. They need to read some Sun Tzu, don't they?
Yeah, it would help. I think they read the Zelensky instead. But Sun Tzu is something that I think the Republicans read, and I certainly have, along with the U.S. Constitution at my bedside. I do want to get into that, what she had to say, and I think it is critical, and I want to put it this way. It's curious that, and again, I go to Sheldon Whitehouse, who loves to pontificate and talks about patterns of conduct and is so concerned that the conservative wing of the Supreme Court, apparently, as he sees it, are involved in legislative judicial lawmaking. And not the liberal wing. But it's clear that the legislature, the Democrats, are really involved in that. And a case in point, what they're concerned about are two, let's put it in perspective, the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights specifies very specific fundamental rights, including speech, freedom of religion, free exercise in the First Amendment, freedom of the press, Second Amendment, obviously the right of the people to keep and bear arms that shall not be infringed, the right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures in the Fourth Amendment. The curious thing, they seem to harp on this Roe v. Wade. And it's curious that they tend to create a substantive right and expand on rights that never existed in the Bill of Rights.
Let me ask you a question about Roe versus Wade, because they're acting like as soon as he hits the court, he's going to raise his hand and say, can we go ahead and reconsider Roe versus Wade? Has any Supreme Court ever looked at anything that would be considered a previous court's rulings and reversed that?
Well, there have been instances of overturning their rulings, but it's few and far between. As Judge Kavanaugh pointed out, in a way, in a very important way, the Supreme Court would be slitting its own throat if it did that, because what the public needs, what the legislature needs, and the executive, is a judiciary that's consistent. He says that what stare decisis and adherence to precedent does is provide for reliability and predictability. Those are two important things, just like physical laws of nature. If we couldn't rely on physical laws, where would we be right now? But in terms of our societal constructs, it's the same thing. So the Republicans in particular are loath, and certainly Scalia and Thomas and Alito were loath to read into the Constitution anything that wasn't there in black and white. And for that reason, they became, as they saw it, in terms of their methodology, as it's to give a term, a strict constructionist or originalist or textualist. But the point is that if the Constitution is going to mean anything today and tomorrow, it has to look to what it meant at the time that the framers created it, and not go off on a tangent. And that's precisely contrary to what Sheldon Whitehouse says, is what the Democrats do, and what the liberal wing of the Supreme Court does as well. They create new rights out of whole cloth, like the fact that a woman has an inalienable right to an abortion, and would restrict the Second Amendment. Hell, restricted, they would do away with it. You had John Paul Stevens. He could very well put that in his dissent in Heller. Breyer certainly could, but it didn't stop him from writing his book and saying, oh, well, let's just do away with it or rewrite it to deal with Scalia's concern and state that, well, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed so long as they serve in a militia. Now, think about that for a moment. It's clear that if Congress has the power to do away with militias or the states, then you do away with the Second Amendment anyway, which is what they want to do. But as Ted Cruz said in his opening remarks, they're doing the same with the First Amendment. It didn't go anywhere. Apparently, there was an attempt to control the amount of spending that could be done in campaigns, and to also control the amount of money that interest groups can spend, which really impacts on free speech rights as interpreted by Citizens United and in other case law in the First Amendment. So they're not loath to rewrite the Constitution to create rights that don't exist, like the rights of what? A woman to have an abortion, the right of a man to become a woman or a woman to become a man, if such a thing is even biologically possible. You can just imagine the debate going on at the time of the ratification of the Constitution. It just me, by the way. But,
yeah. Yeah, that would have been an interesting conversation in the 18th century.
It's an interesting conversation even today.
But
in this century.
This whole thing, I'm watching them. I'm watching them go through this plan they're trying to execute, where they're just trying to hold this up. Like, if they hold it up, they can maybe hold up this hearing till November the 7th.
Not going to happen.
No, I don't think so either. I think he's going to get seated, and then the damage will be done, and they'll have lots of issues with that. I'm sure they'll want to impeach him and Trump and everybody else. But anyway, we're coming up on the next break.
Sure.
Now, where do you want to go? Where do you want to go on?
Well, I do want now to get very specifically into the Second Amendment, because Feinstein, as the majority, as a senior judiciary, Democratic Party member, that was the first matter that she raised. So that's very, very important. Yeah. We'll deal with that next.
Very good. Very good. We will deal with that next. I think I have a little 5-minute bite. Let me look at it and see if I can find the good parts of it. Arbalestquarrel.com, that's where Roger writes. You're the only one that writes there, right? Stephen doesn't write. You're the writer. You know what I'm saying. Anyway, also a featured writer at Amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads. Often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap. A complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Roger Katz at ArblessQuarrel.com. Roger, do you want to hear a bit of the exchange between, so that you can comment on it, a bit of the exchange between Feinstein and Kavanaugh?
Yes.
Okay. Here you go.
Assault weapons are not in common use.
And Justice Scalia's opinion used that phrase. Then I think the next sentence of the opinion talked about dangerous and unusual weapons. And the court in Heller itself, the Supreme
Can you hear that?
Court, struck down a D.C. ban on handguns. Now, most handguns are semi-automatic. That's something that not everyone appreciates. Most handguns are semi-automatic. And the question came before us of semi-automatic rifles, and the question was, can you distinguish as a matter of precedent? Again, this is all about precedent for me, trying to read exactly what the Supreme Court said. And if you read the McDonald case, and I concluded that it could not be distinguished as a matter of law, semi-automatic rifles from semi-automatic handguns, and semi-automatic rifles are widely possessed in the United States. There are millions and millions and millions of semi-automatic rifles that are possessed. So that seemed to fit common use and not being a dangerous and unusual weapon. That was the basis of my dissent. The basis of my dissent was I was trying to follow strictly and carefully the Supreme Court precedent. And I know you've read the opinion.
You're saying the numbers determine common use? Common use is an activity. It's not common storage or possession, it's use. So what you said was that these weapons are commonly used. They're not.
They're widely possessed in the United States, Senator, and they are used and possessed, but the question is, are they a dangerous and unusual? They're certainly dangerous. All weapons are dangerous. Are they unusual? And given how prevalent they are in the United States, it seemed under Justice Scalia's test, if you look at the majority opinion in McDonald, the same thing. I want to reiterate, the Supreme Court made clear that machine guns can be banned.
Speak to you. I'm talking about the Heller case.
Okay, right there. She doesn't like the Heller decision. Now, isn't this the same party that's concerned about the Roe versus Wade decision, which everybody out there, this is settled law. So it's okay to attack the Heller decision, but it is not okay to attack anything else that they like.
Well, that was what I was saying in the last segment, the idea that the Democrats see no reticence in being new rights out of whole cloth that never existed in the Bill of Rights, or to expand on those as they create legislatively, and then to restrict, if not neuter altogether, rights that they don't like. And that's what we have right now. Actually, I wanted to...
Well, hang on a minute. Let me give you something else to comment on. She's not done. Feinstein never gets done talking, man. Hang on just a second. Let's hear what else you got to say.
All right.
Be specific. Mm-hmm. And you specifically argued that it was unconstitutional to defend assault weapons because they are, to ban assault weapons because they are in common use. And that, I believe, was your dissent in the case.
Yes, and I was referring to some kinds of semi-automatic rifles that are banned by D.C. are in widely owned in the United States. And that seemed to be the test that the Supreme Court had set forth in the Heller and McDonald cases. In other words, if a type of firearm is widely owned in the United States. Now, whether I agree with that test or not was not the issue before me. I have to follow the precedent of the Supreme Court as it's written. And that's what I tried to do in that case. It's a very long opinion. I also made clear, Senator Feinstein, at the end of the...
They don't believe him, though, do they? They don't believe he's going to follow precedent.
It's not a matter of, look, they have their own agenda, and as various Republican senators have pointed out in their own opening speeches, they are not going to vote for this guy, regardless of what he says. So they just want to talk to their base about what they have planned if they control the House. Now, what Senator Feinstein is basically doing, as I can see, is because she's referred in more than one occasion during the hearing, and I'm sure we'll hear about that again, that this 1994 bill banning assault weapons that has her signature on it, and what she feels would have prevented school shootings and any other shootings in the future, if only the there was no provision on that in 2004. But of course there was. And then, of course, she attempted to re-invoke it, I think, in 2013 or 2014. But
she tries to re-invoke it every year.
Yeah, well, Senator Reid wouldn't even allow it for a vote. She was upset about that. But the thing is how she splits hairs and what she talks about, a common use, commonly used, trying to make a distinction. It's very clear what Kavanaugh said to be true and supported by statistics, that there are millions upon millions of semi-automatic long guns as well as handguns that are commonly used, common use, however you want to, you know, put the adverb before the noun or an adjective or an adjective before a noun. It doesn't matter. The fact is that she doesn't like his dissent and his opinion, even though it's consistent with the very concept that he attempted to emphasize, and which he will be emphasizing for the next few days, the importance of precedent. It's not a matter of what he happens or not.
Well, here's the thing about her. This is the thing I don't understand about her. When she was working in San Francisco and that guy went in there and killed Harvey Milk, and I don't remember who else he killed, but there was two people killed in a building she was in. That guy used a revolver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in the shooting in Santa Fe, we had somebody using a revolver and a shotgun, which these are the guns that she thinks are the kind and gentle and fuzzy guns. And but at the same time, you know, the thing in San Francisco was, you know, arguably her springboard into the anti-gun movement. And she uses that constantly. I've been in a building where people have been killed. My friends, like, you know, she's the only one that's ever happened to. And but they're going after the semi-automatic personal defense weapon, which I think you would agree with this, because they think because it's scary sounding, or they try to make it scary sounding, even though recently with the whole thing with the defense distributed guys, they said anything below 50 caliber that is not of a certain type of, you know, a certain type mechanically of weapon is not a military grade weapon. That's what the State Department said. We're ignoring that, though. We're ignoring that on the left, so I could go on and let her speak, but I mean, listening to her speak, I'm real tired of all of these octogenarian politicians. I'm getting bad about this. I mean, I think by the time if somebody is done working at 65, I think politicians should be done working at 65 too and have to step away. But
yeah, well, she's overstayed her welcome, that's for sure. Yeah, and Kavanaugh made a number of other points in his dissent in the case Heller 2.
Right. We're about to run out of time, Roger. We're about to run out of time. We could. This will keep on going, though. I mean, this will be something we can talk about for weeks, because they're going to drag this out as long as they can.
Yeah.
Anyway, check Roger out at arbalistquarrel.com. You'll find his stuff published at amoland.com. The only time Roger has not been here is when I haven't been on the air. And we're going to have to penalize Stephen because he has way too many absences. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.